The brother and sister duo of Matthew and Eleanor Friedberger make up the band The Fiery Furnaces. They've just released their second album called Blueberry Boat. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the Furnaces' long, complex songs may not be for everyone, but that this is intentionally difficult music that yields equally intentional great pleasure.
First of all, most of what you're going to hear in this review are snippets, sections often carved out of the middle of the Fiery Furnaces' long 8, 9, and 10-minute songs. They commence their new second album, Blueberry Boat, with their most convoluted, nearly abstract composition, Key Kerr. That's key spelled Q-U-A-Y, as in a place for boats to dock. Some minutes later, Matthew Friedberger picks up the vocal.
Down came our trestle trees, no pitch, tar or nails. Four shouts break, no rope we trust, only one shift of sails. Drink my rose, a soulless struck suddenly a hole. Yield ourselves, we spooned my sinew stiff, my eyes were dull. And as we pass the equinoctial, five of us could stand. While the captain without sheets of text by all of us was land. And on the 11th day of June, man in the bath in the land.
The Fiery Furnaces are engaged in creating a new kind of art song. Pop music that seems as interested in a certain kind of poetry as it is in music. I read one review of this album that mentioned the poet John Ashbery, the assiduously oblique master of quietly witty elusiveness, and that's a pretty good comparison. But I think the Friedbergers, who are from Oak Park, Illinois, are even closer to another member of the so-called New York School of Poetry, the late Kenneth Koch. Koch delighted in long lines of playful absurdism that frequently suggested narrative without actually engaging in it. Similarly, if there's one theme that can be clearly followed throughout the album, it's its watery subject matter. Take this scoop of the title song, Blueberry Boat, as Eleanor assumes the role of captain of a ship.
We passed Taipei through the Taiwan Straits. We sailed on in, me and my mates. It was my first time running my own ship, but my buddies didn't care. They didn't give me no lip. So many times we've been side by side, but I never carried a load with so much pride. And up my way, we grow the best blueberries in the US of A. And when we're pulling the old HK, the little market to have something special next day. And then at dawn I had a scotch and made him switch off.
Later in that song, Eleanor will sing, "It's sad and it's cold at the bottom of the sea, but at least I got my blueberries with me." Things often sound rather bleak on Fiery Furnaces albums. A reviewer of Blueberry Boat in the New York Times complained that the album was, quote, too much after a while, too many ideas, too many proper nouns. Great, just what we need, advice to dumb down pop music. For that reviewer, the Fiery Furnaces seem to have thrown a bone, a song called I Lost My Dog. It's single-minded, and it doesn't have many proper nouns, beyond a visit to a Dairy Queen.
I kicked my dog. I was mean to him before. I guess that's why he walked out my door. I really wish I could see him some more.
Nope. I don't usually like the kind of music the Fiery Furnaces make. I find most art song concepts self-satisfied or just plain pretentious. And Eleanor's voice is so calm and serene, it can, when combined with lyrics that sound on the first few listens like non sequiturs, sound quite lost and despairing. But actually, she and her brother, who produces the albums and plays many of the instruments, are very brisk and clever. This brother and sister seem glad to come through each song with each other, and a few other dazed but happy passengers who are up for the ride.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Blueberry Boat from the Fiery Furnaces.